Friends and family have gathered in the West Australian goldfields town of Kalgoorlie to farewell the 14-year-old boy whose death sparked a race riot in the town. 4 weeks ago, Elijah Doughty was allegedly hit by a ute while riding a motorbike, which police say was stolen. The 55-year-old man accused of killing him has been charged with manslaughter. Some in the community want that upgraded to murder. But police say that's unlikely to happen. Eliza Borello reports from Kalgoorlie.
Taisha, are you listening to Nana?
Yeah, I am.
Right. You've got to understand justice.
Ashanti.
Because it's for all of us. Because all lives matter. Not black lives matter. All lives matter.
Bronwyn Newland's 16-year-old granddaughter, Kashanta Smith-Reynolds, was Elijah Doughty's girlfriend. Last night, Bronwyn was sitting around a campfire talking to Kashanta and her friends about him and about justice.
It's very sad how these children come every day and look at this tree and look at what happened here and how people didn't come together. But they remember Elijah by sitting next to this fire. Because his spirit still roams here. Our ancestors' spirits are still here with us.
She concedes Elijah wasn't perfect.
I don't think Elijah deserved that in life. Whether he was a little criminal or not, nobody deserves that. I mean, you wouldn't like it if it happened to your child.
Bronwyn's determined to educate her grandchildren.
Say if you stole something from the shop and they caught you and they arrest you. Are you guilty of that lolly that you stole?
No.
Hey? You are. Don't be silly. Answer the question.
I don't know.
You're guilty of because you pinched that lolly. See, that's why you don't steal in the shop. You buy a lolly. If it's $2, you buy it.
If it's $1 million, don't buy it. Steal it.
No.
Police say Elijah was riding a stolen motorbike when he was allegedly hit and killed by a ute. In the wake of his death, Goldfields Esperance Police Superintendent Daryl Gaunt says local authorities are working on new ways to prevent juvenile crime.
Probably being a little bit more on the front line with police and those agencies working alongside each other to manage some of those problem children and problem families and help them out with the support services that they need, as well as trying to keep their kids out of those offending lifestyles that we see them get into as a result of the dysfunctional lifestyles they're living at home.
Some in the Indigenous community want the charge against the 55-year-old man accused of killing Elijah upgraded from manslaughter to murder. In the immediate aftermath of Elijah's death, Superintendent Gaunt said there was a chance it could be. But 4 weeks into the police investigation, he says it's now not looking likely.
Not at this stage, but that's not the final position on that. Until it's completely done, we will speak to the DPP because they prosecute these matters and ultimately they'll make the decision on that. So once all that investigation is entirely complete, we'll seek their guidance on that.
Superintendent Gaunt says tensions remain in the town, but he isn't expecting any trouble today.
The family have certainly been very strong on both sides of the family that they want this to be a respectful funeral and nothing else.
Superintendent Daryl Gaunt ending Eliza Borello's report.